Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to Day 5 of Week 4, Audio Devotions based on The Me I Want to Be. This week, Week 4, we're talking about deepening my relationships. It's Day 5, and we're talking about the idea of celebrating with others, to be able to share good news and share the joy that comes with that. But before we go on, why don't we pray? Dear God, as we take the next several minutes to look at your word, help us to figure out how to deepen our relationships by taking time to celebrate with other people. What does that mean for us, and how can our lives change because of that? Thanks, God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at Nehemiah chapter 8. And in this chapter, in Nehemiah chapter 8, the prophet Ezra, the priest Ezra, is reading from the book of the law. And as he reads, he covers quite a bit of information. We're going to start with verse 10. And we're going to read from verse 10. Actually, we'll start from verse 9. We'll read from verse 9 to verse 12. This is what it says. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were interpreting for the people said to them, "Don't mourn or weep on such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God." For the people had been weeping all day as they listened to the words of the law. So Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the Levites, all these people, they were talking about what the Bible was saying, and they were passing it on to the Israelites. So you figure, well, why are they crying? Why are they weeping as they're listening? The truth is, as they're listening to the words of the law, they're discovering over and over how much they've failed, how much they've walked away from God, how much they are just clueless to what God has for them. The encouragement there for them is not to cry, not to freak out, because this is the opportunity they've been given. They've been given an opportunity to not only hear what God says, but to do something about it. And because of that, that's an incredible reason to celebrate. Verse 10, and Nehemiah continued, "Go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And the Levites too quieted the people, telling them, "Hush, don't weep, for this is a sacred day." So the people went away to eat and drink at a festive meal, to share gifts of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they had heard God's word and understood them. In the midst of all sorts of difficulties that we experience and share of our lives, the temptation is to go and hide. For the Israelites here, they started out weeping and mourning and in a way sitting dejected, because they were hurting, and they realized how much they messed up. In the midst of those difficult times, they were able to do that together. And for us, God desires for us, as we connect with each other, to be able to have times like that, where we can mourn and weep, whether it be over a lost loved one, or a failed grade, or something that didn't work out right, maybe a relationship that failed. God desires for us to meet together and to connect on those things. But deeper still, more so, it's not just about that. It's also about the idea that we can get together and celebrate together. In this particular passage, God's using Nehemiah and Ezra to encourage, and the Levites to encourage people to celebrate, because they have the opportunity to connect. They have the opportunity to connect with God. They have an opportunity to connect with others to make a difference and to change. Again, it closes off in verse 12. So the people went away to eat and drink at a festive meal, to share gifts of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they had heard God's words and understood them. The opportunity of celebrating because they've connected with God and they understood what was going on. That's an incredible reason to celebrate. The idea to be able to celebrate together, to eat and to drink and to share gifts. These are all beautiful things that we've been able to experience on different levels, whether it be a birthday party, a Christmas party, or anything like that. Those are all things that we can connect with, and those things are great. But God desires for us to be able to celebrate for more things. When people get saved, when people want to get baptized, when people are having additional family members, when all sorts of reasons to celebrate, because someone decides that instead of being away from God, they're going to come back to God. There's some great joy in celebration. Another passage we can look at is taken from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30. As we look at the idea of celebration and the positives that come along with that, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30 says this: "A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health." God desires for us to experience a lot of amazing things. And in the midst of that, let's not miss out. Let's take time to celebrate the possibilities and the probabilities and the joys of celebration. What in your life can you celebrate? Who in your life can you celebrate? What are some things in your life that you need to thank God for? What are some things in your life that not only can you thank God for, but you should and you need to go out and tell other people about so they can celebrate with you? Say you don't have anything you feel that you need to celebrate. Is there anything you can change in your life so that people can celebrate with you? Or at the same time, is there something you need to change so that you open the doors so that people can celebrate with you? Who in your life, if you were going to celebrate, who in your life would you invite? Who in your life do you need to invite? There are a lot of different possibilities and probabilities for us to look at. If you read Matthew chapter 28, the disciples are given additional reasons to celebrate. And one of the things that they're told is to go and share that with other people. I'd encourage you to take some time, reread over Nehemiah chapter 8. Read through Matthew chapter 28. Look into all the different possibilities of things to celebrate. Look at what happened when these people took time to celebrate. What happened when you take time to celebrate? What happens? How do you feel? How do other people feel? What do you do? What do other people do? These are all some questions to ask. And again, we could take forever just asking questions. But understand and know that God has some great things in store for you. And part of what He has in store for you, as you relate with God a little deeper, that means that you're going to have plenty of opportunities to deepen your relationship with other people. And as you do that, how will all that come together? Take some time to figure out what does that look like? How does it all work together? And know that God's got some great things and that it's going to be okay. For now, though, know that you're loved and you never have to be alone. God bless.